This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, March 22, 2017, brought to you by the Gloucester House Restaurant, featuring Sunday brunch from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. every Sunday. On this date in 1790, Thomas Jefferson became the first United States Secretary of State. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times that it hasn't been built yet, but the owners of Gloucester's first medical marijuana facility say it may need to expand, generating more jobs and tax revenue than initially planned. Happy Valley Ventures received an important green light Monday when the City Council unanimously affirmed its approval of a special permit allowing Happy Valley to build a dispensary and a growing and production facility on the vacant lot at 38 Great Republic Drive in Gloucester. The permit clears the path for Happy Valley to seek its final permitting through a planning board site plan review and the blessing of the City Conservation Commission. But Attorney Joel Favazza, who has represented Happy Valley, and CEO Michael Reardon, through the city's regulatory maze, says it may need to already amend its new city council permit. The original plans called for a roughly $3 million project, a two-story dispensary, and one-story production building on the 2.6-acre site. More on this story, written by Ray Lamont in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today.
Sunday brunch at the Gloucester House. The brunch includes Gloucester House baked haddock, grilled beef tips, fruit-filled crepes, chicken, potatoes, and much, much more. Sundays from 10 to 2, $20 for adults, $12 for children. The Gloucester House, on the water at 63 Rogers Street in Gloucester. Owner Lenny Linquata.
This is the freshest seafood you can get, from our boats to your plate.
This is North Shore Today. The Tuesday Lynn vote failed to pass. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, that's right. Voters in Lynn said no, and they said it no in a loud and clear way. Thomas Grillo writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, voters said no to a nearly $200 million proposal to build two new middle schools Tuesday, rejecting the margin by a decisive margin. The controversial ballot asked voters to greenlight construction of schools, while a second question sought approval to pay for them. The first vote failed 63-37%. The funding question lost 64-36%. Quote, I'm really proud of my neighborhood grassroots group that stood up for what they believe in, said Donald Castle, a founding member of Protect Our Reservoir, Preserve Pine Grove, an advocacy organization founded to fight the ballot question. Quote, the city and particularly the mayor and the superintendent really need to reassess how they do business with taxpayers. Castle said the vote turned on the process financing, the site that includes land that the founding fathers intended as cemetery expansion, as well as wetlands. It was a spirited campaign where proponents and opponents took their case to Facebook and in dueling op-ed pieces. The item editorialized in favor of the project on page one twice in the final weeks of the campaign. Of the 8,539 votes cast on the first question, 3,189 were in favor, 5,350 were against. On the second question, of the 8,454 votes cast, 3,014 were in favor, while 5,440 opposed. The no vote carried in every ward and precinct across the city. Reaction? Quote, I'm disappointed for the students more than anything, said Mayor Kennedy. As for the renovating of the existing Pickering Middle School, Kennedy said, that is not possible. We can't afford it. She said that would be $44 million out of the city budget. There's absolutely no way that we can afford to renovate Pickering. City Council President Darren Sear, an enthusiastic supporter of the new school, said that he was extremely disappointed in the vote. Quote, I feel sorry for the kids in our city, he said. They are the losers. There are no winners. There's much more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell on North Shore Today, MSO News Sports. Rick?
Okay, Bill. Thank you very much. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News, a skate park by Gallows Hill in Salem is due for an upgrade as it heads into its 20th anniversary. The Ryan Brennan Skate Park is being targeted for renovations as part of a study looking at options for Gallows Hill Park, where it's located. The park was created about 20 years ago, honoring Ryan Brennan, a local teenager who was hit and killed by a vehicle while skateboarding, according to Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll. The park was the genesis of young people living in the city who wanted a safe place to board, according to Driscoll. It's definitely seen some wear over the last several years and needs some oomph, so we're looking into it, the mayor is quoted as saying. Today, the park includes just shy of 20 obstacles for skateboarders and stunt bicyclists to ride or grind on, but the years haven't been kind to the features of the park. More on this story, written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. Bill Brotherton writes on itemlive.com that 27 years ago on March 18, the world's largest art heist occurred at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in, Boston. Two thieves made off with 13 masterpieces valued at $500 million, including Vermeer's The Concert and three Rembrandts, including his only seascape, Storm on the Sea of Galilee. The works have never been recovered despite the offer of a $5 million reward for information leading to their safe return and promises of immunity. No one has ever been charged with the crime, but the investigation remains active. Anthony Amore's job is to retrieve the paintings. The Swampscott resident, who has written two books about art theft, is the museum's director of security and its chief investigator. He will discuss the story of stolen art Saturday at a fundraiser for the Lynn Cultural District at the Pickup Modern Store on Exchange Street in Lynn. More on this story written by Bill Brotherton in today's itemlive.com. This is North Shore Today.